Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin, one of the more famous dafim in all of Shas. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, in honor of Eliza and AJ's wedding. Today we wish a mazel tov to our president, Avishai, and First Lady, I guess, Elisheva Newman, on the wedding. Also by Henry Orlinsky, Lizecha Nishmas, Harabanit Fredel Weiss, Allah Shalom, the mother of Morenu Hagon, Rav Usher Weiss, Shlita, he should have a Nechama, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Also by Willie and Esty Balk and the Balk Cohn families, in memory of Sheila Radman Balk, Shendel Fega Bas Akiva, Allah Shalom, on her 8th yard site, Neshama should have an Aliyah. And also anonymously for Shlema, for Chanaleya Bas Rezel, she should have for Shlema Besoch, Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So as I mentioned, Daf Tezayin of Rosh Hashanah contains some of the most famous Gemaras about Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah is going to talk about the four times of judgment that we have throughout the year, and the Gemara is going to try to identify which Tana aligns with our Mishnah, because we have four different Shitos in Tanaim about how frequently a person is judged, and it doesn't seem to align with our Mishnah at all. Then the Gemara is going to, along the way, the Gemara is also going to discuss, when we say that BePesach, we're Nidon Ala Tavua, which grain is Nidon on Pesach? The Gemara is then going to have an explanation for the unique carbonos that are brought on Pesach, on Shavuos, and a little bit of an explanation of why it is that we do Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and then the majority of Amud Beis is going to revolve around eight different statements of Rabbi Yitzchak about Rosh Hashanah. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to learn about the three Svarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has up in Shemayim that are dealt with on Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to lead into tomorrow's daf, but let's begin right now at the Mishnah on the top of Tes Zayin Amud. So says the Mishnah, there are four times of the year that a person is, that the world is judged in Bezin Shalmaila. On the first day of Pesach, we're judged whether the grain is going to be successful or not, whether it's going to get ruined or wind blasted, destroyed in some way, or it's going to be very successful and productive. And Shavuos, the fruits of the tree, how successful we're gonna, the crop of fruits is going to be. Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, a kol ba'olam over the fun of Kivnei Maron. All people in the world pass in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kivnei Maron, which the Gemara is going to identify, means that we go single file, that there's no hiding behind anybody else. Everybody has their moment alone with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Yotzi Yachaliba Mamevin El Kol Ma'aseyem. So the Yotzer, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who created man, is Bochen and Mashkiach, Yachad all their hearts. He understands all of their deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at each and every person with full understanding of everything he's done. Ubechag, and then on Sukkot, Nidonin Alamayim, with what the rain is going to be like that year, whether there's going to be plenty of rain or not so much rain, or Gishmei Bracha, or not so much Gishmei Bracha, that's all decided on Sukkot. So, says the Gemara, even before we get to the Gemara, it is the whole concept is interesting, but Pesach Ala Tavua, Ba'atzeres, Al Peirosi Ilan, the Ran raises the question, once we say that a person is Nidon Brash Hashanah, so a person means everything that happens to the person. So if I happen to own orchards and I have a lot of Peirosi Ilan, so isn't that, if that's my whole business, that's what I do for Parnasa, and I'm judged on Rosh Hashanah, so aren't my Peirosi Ilan judged on Rosh Hashanah also? If I own fields that have a lot of Tavua, isn't that judged on Rosh Hashanah? So what does it mean that the Tavua is judged, the Peiros are judged, the Gishmei Bracha are judged? It's all me. So if it's all me, then isn't that all done on Rosh Hashanah? So the Ran points out that there's a chilik between the din haklal and the din haprat. These three things are ha'olam, is in these three times of the year. The olam is judged. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how much peros ilan is going to be. Then he decides how to divide it up on Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah will decide, okay, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide if there are this many peros ilan, this portion is going to go to this fellow and that portion is going to go to that fellow. That's kol ba'i olam over in the fun of. One by one that it's decided what's going to be with them. Tosos quotes a Gemara in Maseches Brachos about a Chassid Echad that went to sleep in the Beis HaKvaros and he heard two Ruchos that were Mesapra Zulazu that were talking to each other and they about what they had heard, Me'achori Apargot, and they heard that anyone who plants in the Revi'a Rishona is going to, his crop is going to be destroyed by a hailstorm. So, but wait a second, this was happening on Rosh Hashanah? That's the conversation that was going on Me'achori Apargot on Rosh Hashanah? Be Pesach we're Nidon Ala Tavua, not on Rosh Rosh Hashanah. Why does the Gemara in Bracha say that this is what happened when someone went to sleep in a base of Kavaros on Rosh Hashanah? So Tosfos says that maybe on Rosh Hashanah they mention in Shemayim the din that was Nigzar in the previous Pesach. Meaning, who says that decision was being made on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that that's what they heard on Rosh Hashanah, that the conversation was going on Me'achorei Pargud. Maybe it was revisiting a previous conversation. Furthermore, Tulsa says that this Gemara follows Rabbi Yehuda, that everything is Nidon Rosh Hashanah, and the Gzar Din of each one is Nechtam Bizmano. So it could be that's what the Gemara is assuming, that it was the Chasimas Adin of each one on Pesach and on Shavuos. But the Gzar Din, maybe Enochinami was on Rosh Hashanah. Now the reason that we said Barash Hashanah, called by all the marvel fun of Kibnei Baron, that the Yom Adin was established on Echad B'Tishrei, why is it that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the day that we're judged? So the Ran writes, because Adam HaRishon was created on Echad B'Tishrei. In the Psikta, it says that in the 10th hour was of the day was the creation of Adam HaRishon, and that's where he did his Avera, and in the 11th hour he was judged, and in the 12th hour he was Yatza B'Dimus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, this is a siman for your children, that just like you stood in front of me in Din on this day, and you managed to escape with your life, you managed to make it, so too your children going to be omid l'fanai on the anniversary of this day, and they too are going to accept whatever it is, whatever the gzar din is going to be on them. So in Shemayim there's an oath that the mazel of the chodesh is a moznayim, is a scale, because the moznay mishpat, the scale of judgment, is on Rosh Hashanah. That all works really great if you assume that b'tishrei nivra ha'olam, that with Adam was in fact created on echad b'tishrei, according to Rabbi Eliezer back on Daf Yud Aleph, that Benisa Nivra Olam. So says the Ran, why is it that we have a judgment on Rosh Hashanah? So the Ran says that it was established in Echad B'Tishrei because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezaka Es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the best chance to be successful. So he wanted to judge us at a time that was set for kapara and for slicha, because he wanted that Yom Kippur would be kavuel for slicha for doros, and therefore Hashem was gozer that will be judged on Rosh Hashanah, that tzaddikim gemurim will right away be written in the altar l'chaim, and the beinim with the gzar din won't be nechtam until Yom Kippurim. So the Torah gives them a little bit of time to mfashish maaseim, to do a little bit of tshuva. So it's really working backwards from Yom Kippur, that since there was Yom Kippur a few days later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided let's make the Yom Adin a few days earlier to give Klal Yisrael the best chance of success. So now the Mishnah had said that on Pesach we need an al tavua. So it says where hey tavua, which grain gets judged on Pesach? If it's the grain that's already standing in the fields, kalani arpatki da aduala emas itun. All the other things that happened to the grain up until that point, when did that get judged? El tavua de mizdare. It must be the tavua that you're going to plant after Pesach. Lememer de chadina mitana. But that's mashma that all tavua is judged at one time before it's planted, and that includes the entire growth, the entire from planting until the ktsira, until the harvesting of the tevua. V'atanya, but we have a brisa that says not that way. That tevua shira bakri, that if something happens to tevua, some sort of damage happens to tevua, ones, or some damage that happens to be the adam. Kri is something that happens min hashamayim, a storm or something like that. Ones means some person damaged it. Kodem haPesach, if it happens before Pesach, nidonas l'shaavar. You know that judgment was made from the previous Pesach, liachar haPesach. But if it happens right after Pesach, nidonas l'haba, then you know that gzar din came on the Pesach that was right just now. Adam shir bokriya onus kodem yom kippurim nidon l'shaavar liachar yom kippurim nidon l'haba. Similar when it comes to a person, if something happens to a person before Yom Kippurim, then you know that that judgment was made last year. If it happens after Yom Kippurim, you know that judgment was made the following year. So Amarava Shmamina Trade Dini Mittina. So you see that Tavua does not have one judgment about its entire maturation from planting to harvesting. It doesn't happen all at one time. This year on Pesach, what will happen between now and next Pesach is judged, and then next Pesach, what will happen after that is judged. And Tavua sometimes the Zman Ketzira is after Pesach, so it's always going to be judged twice. You're always going to have judgment on two times Pesach for each stalk of grain. So when the Mishnah says bePesach Chala Tavua, that's what it means. It means on two different Pesachim. The Ritva points out we'd rather say that that's what the Mishnah means than to say that the Brice is disagreeing with the Mishnah, because why create a machlokas for no reason? Mistama, that's what the Mishnah means. Amar Abaye Hilkach Inish to Mitzvah Zara Afla Liktim Vilizrachar from Kichazi Inish to Matzah Zara Afla. If a person sees that the grain is that the early grain is being successful, Liktim Vilizracharfa, the Admatil Medani Kadam Salak. You see at the beginning of the winter season that the grain that was planted in Chodesh Cheshvan is being matzliach and is being successful. It's a raya that in the previous Pesach there was a gazar din that the tavu is going to be successful this year. So a good idea would be to take advantage of the successful year. Go and plant tavua that's going to be at the end of the winter, so that it will grow a little bit before Pesach, and then it won't be easily ruined. So get something in before the next gzar din, before the next Pesach, where there's going to be a gzar din, and you don't know if it's going to be as favorable of a gzar din. Then the Mishnah said that in four prakim olam nidon, the world is judged four times. So it sounds like the entire din was done in these four prakim. So Gemara discusses who could be the Tana of our Mishnah. Mani Masnisin. We have four shitos in Tanaim about how judgment works, and our Mishnah doesn't seem to align with any of them. Lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yudo, lo Rabbi Yosi, v'lo Rabbi Nasan. Why? D'Tanya Hakol Nidon Roshana Gzardin Shalem Nechtam B'Yom HaKippurim Divrei Meir. Rabbi Meir says everything is judged Roshana, and the Gzardin happens on Yom HaKippurim. And the difference between a Gzardin and Nidonim and Gzardin Nechtam, Chasima Sadin, the Ritva writes that a din on Rosh Hashanah means that they see the din whether it's Zakai or Chayiv, and then the Chasima Sadin is the sentencing. So what does that mean? That what's going to happen to this person if he's Chayiv? So the onesh, so there's the trial and then there's the sentencing. So the trial is Rosh Hashanah, the sentencing is Yom HaKippurim. So Asama says that on Rosh Hashanah there's a Gemar din with the sentencing and everything. It's just that you still have the capacity, the ability to change it up until Yom HaKippurim. That's what changes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim. But anyway, that is Shita number one. That's Rav Meir's Shita. Rav Yehuda Amar Hakol Nidon Rosh Hashanah Ugzardin Shalom Nechtam Kol Echad Ve'Echad Bezmano, that everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, similar to Rabbi Meir, except okay, the Chasimas Adin, that happens for each item at its proper time. B'Pesach HaLetvua B'Atzeres HaLper Silan B'Chag Nidon HaLamayim V'Adam Nidon Rosh Hashanah Ugzardin Shalom. And a person, the din happens Rosh Hashanah, and the chasimas adin happens on Yom HaKippurim. But bottom line, so far, both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda said that everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Our Mishnah said, no, people are judged on Rosh Hashanah. Peros Ilan and Tavua and Mayim, those are all judged at different Yom Tovim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Adam Nidon B'chol Yom, Shnerav Avtiv Kedenu L'Vakarim. That even a person, Rabbi Yossi says, is not only judged on Rosh Hashanah, is judged each and every day. It says, that the maisim of a person are checked and examined each boker, each and every morning. L'chora, that's difficult, because if you're going to say like Rabbi Yossi that a person is judged each and every morning, Tori Evan raises the question, and according to Rav Nachman, let's read Rabbi Nosson also, Rabbi Nosson Omer Adam Nidon B'chol Sha'a Shnemar L'Ragoyim Tivchanenu, that every moment a person is being judged. So L'chora, those last two shitos are somewhat difficult, the Tori Evan points out, because then what happens on Rosh Hashanah? Is there any din shel ma'ila on Rosh Hashanah that the pasuk says Tikkun B'Chodesh Av says Mishpat Elokei Yaakov, that it's a time of Mishpat? The Gemara is going to say in Daf Lamed Beis that we don't say Halal Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim or Psukim Lefanav. According to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nasan, nah, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim or Psukim Lefanav B'Chol Yom. Person is being judged every day, so we should either say Halal on Rosh Hashanah or every other day we shouldn't say Halal, because there's always Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason. We should always be terrified of the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason. We shouldn't say Halal on Yom Tov or Chanukah either. So the Aruch Liner suggests that even Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasan agree that the din of the Rabbim of Kol HaOlam and the Prat of Klal Yisrael is Rosh Hashanah, Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. That which the Mishnah says Kol BaOlam or B'Lefanav Kivnei Maron, that's the din of each and every individual. That's where they argue, and they say that a Yachid is Nidon B'Chol Yom, and that's why the Mishnah is against both of them. Now, as far as MS writes that a person is nidon Rosh Hashanah for the whole year, and then in addition to that, b'chol yom in an open prati, meaning similar to what we said before, that you have the din haklal and you have the din haprat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide how much tevuah there's going to be, and then how much you're going to get. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may also decide how much bracha you're going to have this year, and then which day is going to be a day of bracha each and every day, which moment is going to be a good moment. So it may be predetermined in Rosh Hashanah how much you're going to have, how much bracha, how much success, how much nachas, but then each and every day, or each and every moment, according to Rabbi Nassim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how he's dividing it up, whether this moment is going to be the moment where you're experiencing happiness and success, or the opposite. So that's those are some of the approaches that the Acharim have. But bottom line is, our Mishnah seems to be against all four of these shitos, because according to our Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, even the Tzomeach and the Mayim and everything is nidon on Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassim, a person is not nidon on Rosh Hashanah, nidon b'chol yom, not only on Rosh Hashanah. So says the Gemara, v'chi temel liolim Rabbi Yudahi, maybe our Mishnah aligns with Rabbi Yehuda, the second of the four shitos that we had quoted, who says that everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, but the chasim asadin comes at the proper time. So maybe that's our Mishnah, v'chi katani masnisin agzardin. And when our Mishnah identifies Pesach ha'letvua, atzeres ha'peres ilon, chag alamayim, that's not talking about the original din, that's talking about the chasim asadin, that's talking about the gzardin. Well, ihachi kasha adam. Still, adam is problematic because, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam is nidon Rosh Hashanah and the Gzardin is Nechtam B'yom HaKippurim. So if you want to say the Mishnah is only talking about in terms of Gzardin, in terms of Chasim HaSadin, then how come Adam, it says, is Rosh Hashanah? It should have said Adam is Yom HaKippurim, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's when Adam has a Chasim HaSadin. So asking where Amar Rav Ahai Tanah D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah assumes like the sheet of the Tanah D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanah D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Barabar Prakam Olam Nidon, Bepesach Al Tvua, Ba'atzer Asal Peir Se'ilam, Bechag Nidon Alamayim, Va'adam Nidon Rosh Hashanah, Gzardin Shalom, Gzardin Shalom. Exactly what our Mishnah says, that the on Pesach it's for Tevuah, on Atzeres it's for Peres Ilan, on Chag it's for Mayim, and as far as a person is concerned, his Gzar Din is Nechtam in Yom HaKippurim, but his initial Din is on Rosh Hashanah. When our Mishnah says that a person is Nid on Rosh Hashanah, doesn't make mention of Yom HaKippurim, that's not a stira to the Tanah D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel, a Tchilas Din. The Mishnah is talking about the Tchilas Din, that the Tchilas Din happens on Rosh Hashanah, even though in Achinami, the Chasim HaSadin, the Gzar Din is going to be on Yom HaKippurim. The Mishnah just didn't mention the Gzar Din. Amar of Chisam, my time with Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi think that a person is judged every single day? So it says, what do you mean, why does he think that? He explained himself. He explained because the Pasuk says, Vatifkatenu Livikarim. So we see from there that a person is examined each and every morning. So now, Anan Hachikamina, what we meant to ask is, my time along with Rabbi Nassim, didn't he also agree that the Pasuk says, Uluragoim Tivchananu, that each and every moment a person is examined? So says Gemara, well, he must have held Bechina Iyune Bealmahi. Bechina doesn't mean din, it just means like a quick look at what he's doing. So, he learns from Tivchananu. So says Gemara, if that, by that same token, though, by that same logic, Pekidanami Iyune Bealmahi, then Tivchananu Levakarim also doesn't necessarily indicate din. It might just mean a quick look at how he's doing. Elam Rav Chista, Taimid Rav Yossi, the basis Rav Yossi assuming that a person is nidon b'chol yom is mehacha. Lasos mishpat avdo, mishpat amo Yisrael, dvar yom b'yomo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a mishpat for Am Yisrael each and every day. V'yom Rav Chista, melech v'tzibur, once we're on Rav Chista, so Rav Chista tells us something else about din. If you have a melech and a tzibur that both have to face din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, melech nichnach tchila l'din, the melech comes to din first. Shenemar lasos mishpat avdo mishpat amo Yisrael. It says first mishpat avdo and then mishpat amo Yisrael. My time, why does the melech go get precedence? So iba yisema lava recher lemesa malka abrayi. Either because it's not their recherets to put the melech on the outside and make him wait in the waiting room while everybody else is being seen. Viba yisema, or another reason, makami levish charonav, that in the morning a judge has a little bit more patience, so it's more likely that he's going to have a favorable din in the morning. Once the day goes on and the judge gets a little less patient, so then you have less likely for success in the din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get impatient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any human. Why is it they discovered? They did a study I read this somewhere, maybe one of Malcolm Gladwell's books or something, that they did a study of judges in Israel, and they looked at people who had the first case of the day, people, and they found right before lunch, that's your worst chance. You're going to get the book thrown at you if it's right before lunch, because the judges get hungry, they get tired, and right after lunch, you're okay. It goes back to like being the beginning of the day, that there were clear trends in that direction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need lunch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get hungry. None of this happens. He doesn't get grumpy. So what is this? So, but we assume that the Din Shalmaila parallels the Din Shalmata. So if that's the way it works in the Din Shalmata, so that's the way it's going to work in the Din Shalmaila as well. So even though none of these things apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, but nevertheless, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to run the Beis and Shalmaila similar to the Beis and Shalmata. Amar Rav Yosef, Kaman Masim Idna Ktsiri Vemri. Who do we assume, like when we daven for a chola that he should have a refuah shalema, or for someone who's weak, the Talmid Chacham, that they shouldn't get sick? It was already Nigzar and Rosh Hashanah. What's the point of davening? What can we add? It's already been decided. So says Mar Kaman Rav Yosef. It must be that we're assuming like Rav Yosef that a person is judged each and every day. So there's what to daven for, because there's a new judgment each and every day. Or maybe no. Maybe we could even be assuming like the Rabbanan, but tefillah is so powerful that even though the din was already made, tefillah can be mevatel the gzar din. That tzaka is always good, whether it's before the gzar din or whether it's after the gzar din. So even though there are limits on tefillah as well, a person is not allowed to daven for a nes, for example. One is not allowed to daven for a miracle. But if al derech hateva there could still be Yeshua. So even though the gzar din was made on Rosh Hashanah, we have the ability. Tefillah has the ability to overturn a gzar din as long as al pi derech hateva. It's still something that could happen. So then we're allowed to daven for such things. You're not supposed to daven for a miracle. It's a question in Achronim exactly how we define a miracle in that regard. What if the doctors say we have no idea. We can't. We have no treatment. There's nothing we could do. So is that called davening for a miracle? So some of the poskim say, yeah, that's called davening for a miracle. The doctors say that there's no chance, you daven, that the person should be comfortable, that the person should, that everything, she should have nachas, minuchas, and nefesh as he goes. But others say, no, when it comes to refuah, we don't even understand a shemetz of anything of the human body. We're just beginning to scratch the surface. You look at what medicine knew 50 years ago, 100 years ago, it's so primitive compared to what we know now. What do you think is going to be in 100 years from now? We're just beginning to scratch the surface. We don't understand anything. So it's not a miracle. There are medical miracles that happen every day. Why? Because they're not a miracle. Because it's something that we're still able to daven for. Different approaches among the poskim as far as that's concerned. Anyway, Tanya, Amar Abidu Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mnei Ma'am, Retorah, Review, Amar Pesach. Why does the Torah say that we bring a carbon omer on Pesach? Mnei Shah Pesach is man tvuahu, because Pesach is the time of the grain. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Review, Lefanei Omer Pesach, Kodesh Baruch, Kam Tvuah Shah Pesados. So bring carbon omer from the grain, and through that carbon omer, it's going to be a bracha for the grain. So why does the Torah say to bring shtei alechem on the Yom Tov Shavuos? Because atzeres is a time where there's going to be judgment for the fruit of the trees. So bring the shtei alechem so there will be bracha for the peros ilan. Well, that one is a little bit odd. No, the first one made sense. Grain and omer, the omer comes from grain. Shtei lechem comes from chitim, it's lechem. So why, what does that have to do with the peros ilan? So Rashi quotes a couple of possibilities. Either because that only after the shtei lechem is brought, can you bring the bikurim from the peros ilan? So since it triggers the chiyuv of bikurim, and bikurim is a peros related thing, so that's why it relates to the peros. Or it could be like the shita, that Adam Rishon's chet, the chet of the Eitz Hadas, was a chita, that the Eitz Hadas was a chita. So a chita in some sense is also considered a pre-eight. It's also considered like peros ha'ilan. Why does the Torah say that we should do nisuch ha'mayim on the Yom Tov of Sukkot? Because Sukkot is a rainy season, so that's where we're going to be judged on how much rain there's going to be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nisuch ha'mayim b'chag, k'dei she'yis baruch l'cham gishmei shana, do a nisuch ha'mayim, so that it will cause bracha in water, in how much rain HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide, and what kind of rain HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide. V'irmu l'fanei b'rosh shana, malchios ha'chronos v'shofros, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that in Rosh Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to say psukim of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros. Malchios Kadesh Tamlichuni Alechem. That's to coronate Hashem as the king. Zichronos Kadesh Yale Zichronim Lefani Letova. Zichronos that Hashem should remember us for the good. Uba Meh Beshofar. And with what are we Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cause our Zikaron to be Letov? That's Al Yedei Shofar, that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And that's how the Zikaron goes Letova. Amr Bivol, I'm talking to Shofar Shal Ayil. Why is it that we're knowing to be Tokeya with a Shofar Shal Ayil? Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tikkul Fani Bishofar Shal Ayil Kadei Sheskul Lechem HaKadosh Yitzchak Ben Avram. That blow is Shofar Shal Ayil. So I'll remember Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avram, who was bound up like an ayil was took his place on the mizbeach. Umalani Alechem Kilu Akadim Atzmichem Lefanai, and I'll view it as if you yourself were bound on the mizbeach. This is what we pointed out on Shabbos. It's so interesting that in Torah Shabbosav we just read this past Shabbos. In Torah Shabbos we just read the Akedas. This is a good Daf Yomi coincidence, and there are more coming. In Torah Shabbosav we emphasize the role of Avram Avinu, Hashem Nisa as Avraham, but called that with the Akeda. Hashem tested Avraham with the Nisayon of the Akeda, and yet in Torah Shabbal Peh it's Kilu Akadetem Atzmechem. You're going to play. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to remember that you're going to be like Yitzchak in the Akeda. So it seems a little bit odd. Why the emphasis in Torah Shabbosav and Avraham and in Torah Shabbal Peh on Yitzchak? So that's what we pointed out. Just a quick word that when it comes to the role of the Akeda, Avraham's Nisayon was a Torah Shabbosav type of Nisayon, because Torah Shabbosav are the words of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Avram communicated directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that was begeder Torah Shabbosav. Yitzchak didn't hear about the Akedah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak only heard about the Akedah from Avram, so he got it as a Torah Shabbal Peh. So maybe that's why in Torah Shabbosav we emphasize Avram, in Torah Shabbal Peh we emphasize Yitzchak. Now we're going to have a series of eight statements of Rabbi Yitzchak, of Rabbi Yitzchak, not to be confused with the Yitzchak we've been talking about. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Tokin Rosh Hashanah. Why is it that we blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Lama Tokin? Rechmano Ratiku. What do you mean, why do we blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? The Torah says we blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I remember when I started teaching Chasanim, my wife asked me, when you teach Chasanim, how much time do you spend with them explaining why it is that we observe Hilchos Nida? I said, like a really strong, solid 25 to 30 seconds or so about why we observe Hilchos Nida. So, with a Kala, you spend an hour and a half, 2 hours explaining why we observe Hilchos Nida. So, what's the 25 to 30 seconds? Rachman Amar! What do you mean? The Torah says we observe it. Rosh Baruch Hu says we observe it. And then I tell them the Gemara Nida gives another reason also. But maybe that's not right. Maybe I should spend more time. But still, the Gemara says Rachman Amar Tiku. Rachman says that you should blow shofar. What do you mean? Well, why do we blow shofar? Why do you keep kosher? Why do you do anything? Elulama Maria. No, we want to know why is it that we have that we're Tokea a trua. So Maria and Rachman Amar Zichron trua. What do you mean? Why do we blow trua? The Torah says Elulama Token Maria and Kshen Yoshvin. The Token Maria and Kshen Omdin. Torah doesn't seem to say that. Why is it that we have Tchias to Miyushav and Tchias to Muumad? Where did that come from? So Kadela Arbi Vasatan. So that's what the answer is, that it's to confuse the Satan, the Mekatrig, against Am Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah, and through that he's going to see that we're Mechabib the Mitzvos, and that's going to close up the Satan's opportunity to give any sort of taina. Tulsos raises the question that how can we do that? Can we blow again? Isn't that a violation of Bal Tosif? So Tosif says he is sowed that when you do a mitzvah twice, that's not Bal Tosif. That you do a mitzvah several times is not a violation of Bal Tosif. You add something to the mitzvah, you put on tefillin another time today, it's not Bal Tosif. You know, really, they make her din tefillin all day. But you add an extra parsha to the tefillin, that's Bal Tosif. So blowing shofar more is not going to be Bal Tosif. That's the yisod of Tosfos. The Rashba says that no, more pashut, that any time the Chacham Mar Mitzavet to do something for a particular need, and you do it because of the Tzivui Chachamim, that is not called Bal Tosif. Meaning, why isn't every din to Rabbanan Bal Tosif? No, if the Chacham Mar telling you to do something because there's a reason that you should be doing it, there's something that it's going to accomplish, then by definition, that's not going to be a violation of Bal Tosif. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, second statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana She'in Token LeBetchilasa, any year that we don't have a Tkiyah Shofar at the beginning of the year because of some sort of negligence or because of some sort of onus that was as a result of a Pshia, as a Maria LeBesofa, then it's, we're going to have to blow Shofars at the end of the year because of all the tainios that we're going to have because of all the tzaros that happened during that year. My taima, why is that? Why is it that it's so predictable that without shofar we're not going to be successful? Because the satan did not get confused, and therefore he is able to be mekatreg against Klal Yisrael. So that's a discussion. Does that mean that if Rosh Hashanah is chal on Shabbos, that it's going to be marine babasofa as well? So we assume not that way. That we assume that Shabbos is going to be that when you don't blow on Shabbos, because that's the din of that we're supposed to not blow on Shabbos. So it's not going to be a bad year necessarily. Then a third statement of Rabbi Yitzchak. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak called Shana Sharasha B'tchilasa. Any year that Klal Yisrael acts like a niyam in Rosh Hashanah, that we daven for ourselves as if we have nothing. So misasharis b'sofa. It's going to be a rich year. It's going to be a year of great bracha. Shemar mereishis Hashanah, mereishis k'siv without an aleph, as if we're a rush, as if we're poor. V'ad achris, meaning that the sofa sheish la achris. There's going to be hope. There's going to be goodness at the end of the year. Fourth statement of Rabbi Yitzchak. A person is only judged based on how he is in that moment, not based on what he's going to do in the future. That Hashem listened to Yishmael as he was there in that moment. That's also Dav Yom Kippur. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the children of Yishmael are going to cause terrible destruction in the world, and they're going to cause a lot of tzaros for Klal Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, at this moment he's a tzaddik, at this moment he is judged. That's what the Acharonim raised the question. Why is it by Yishmael we say, Bashar Rusham, he's judged Bashar Rusham? When it comes to Ben Sarah Morah, we say that Ben Sarah Morah is Nidon Al Shem Sofo. That we don't look at what he is right now. We look at, oh, right now what did he do? He stole a little bit of meat and wine. No big deal. He didn't do anything major. But oh, what he's going to do? He's going to be Omid Al Prashas Drachim, and he's going to mug people and kill people. He's going to do all sorts of terrible things, and we judge him based on what's going to be. So that's what I think the Maral says. I think that you have a difference. That Yishmael is always Shomea. That's in his name. That he's Shomea. He takes direction. Whereas Ben Sora Moriz Ki Einenu Shomea B'Kolav Kolimo. He Dafka doesn't listen. So someone who's not a listener, someone who's not going to be a makabel anything, so then you already know for sure what the sof is going to be. So you can already judge on the sof. But someone who listens, then there's always the opportunity for changing such a person, for tshuva for such a person. Then the fifth statement: there are three things that bring about the person's averos. Elu hein kir natoi. If a person walks in a dangerous area where a wall is very unsafe and might cave in on him. V'iyun tefila, or a person who relies on his tefila that it's got to be accepted because I daven so well that it has to be that Hashem listens to my tefilos, and therefore I fail to be mefashish b'masai to see if my zechuyos are really there. And most of din al chaver, someone who davens to Hashem that his friend should suffer with an onesh from shemayim, even though there's a basin in the city. So instead of we're davening that your friend should suffer that instead of being matriach, the Beis and Shalmaila, go to the Beis and Shalmata. That's why we have a system of Beis and down here. Damar Rabbi Chanan, kala mosa din al chavero, hu nenesh tchila. Someone who's mosa din al chavero, he relies that Hashem should punish chavero, he's the one that's punished first. Shemar v'tomar sari al Avram, chamasi alecha, that she gave the din l'shamayim, she said, yishpot Hashem b'ni u'veinecha, and you see that she was punished first. Uksiv, v'yav Avram l'spol the sara v'livkosa. There's another Dev Yomi coincidence, that Avram Avinu has to come to say a hesped for Sarah, because Sarah in fact died first, because she was Moser Din and Avram Avinu. Then the sixth statement, there are four things that are makareya, the person's gzardin, the terah person's gzardin. Eluain, tzedakah, Tzaka, Shinoi Hashem, Vishinoi Maisa. Giving tzedakah, davening, Shinoi Hashem, person changes his name and changing his behavior, doing tshuva and behaving better. How do I know all these things are Makarei Gzardino Shel Adam? Tzedakah dichsiv utzdaka tassel mimaves. Tzaka dichsiv, Pasuk says, Vayitzak Rol Hashem b'tzar lehem umitzukaseim yotziyem. And Shinoi Hashem, how do I know that changes Gzardin dichsiv? Sarai yishtachalotikra shema. Sarai ki sarashima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed your name from Sarai to Sarah, Uksiv, Ovirachti Yosav, Vigam Tzati Manilcha Ben, that now I'm going to bless her and she'll be able to have a child. Sarai couldn't have a child, but Sarah is going to be able to have a child. Shinoi Maisa, how do I know that's Korea Gzardin, Duksiv? Because by Ninveh, it says that originally the Gzair was Ninveh Ne'apachas, the Ninveh was supposed to be overturned, and then after they did Tshuva, Vayar Elokim Esma Aseyem, he saw, the pasuk goes on, Kishavu Midarka Mara, that they did Tshuva, Uksiv Ayinachim Elokim El Ra, Asher Dibir Lasos, Lem Velo Asa, that Hashem changed his mind, Hashem didn't do the terrible things that he was going to do to Ninveh. V'yesham Rav Shinu Makum, that there's a fifth way, and that is Shinu Makum, changing one's location. Uksiv Ayom Rasham El Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzicha, U'melatchem Be'savicha, L'Arz Shereka, Hashem tells Avram, go leave where you are, change your place, Vahadar, and only then, V'ascha L'Goy Gadol, will you be destined to make a great nation. V'idach, why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak list that as a, you know, it's a pasuk, Lech Lecha, and V'agadol Shemecha, you know, you're gonna be a great nation, V'avarchecha, all those things are going to happen, only when Lech Lecha, don't you see Shinui Makom is also changes the Gzardin? Says Gemara, Luzuchus Adarit Stralu D'Hani, like, that wasn't just Stam about Shinui Makom. Shinui Makom doesn't help if you move from from New York to New Jersey or vice versa. That's not Shinui Makom. Shinui Makom only helps when you go to Eretz Yisrael, because it's the Zechus of Eretz Yisrael that helps. So there is no magic of Shinui Makom according to Rabbi Yitzchak. So that's the machlokas between the Rabbi Yitzchak and the Yesh Omrim, whether Shinui Makom without the Zechus of Eretz Yisrael is impactful. Then a seventh statement of Rabbi Yitzchak. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak chayv ad nakum p'nei Rabbi Bregel, the person is supposed to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov Shenemar, because the pasuk says by the Shunamis, when the child died, that she Elisha gave her a bracha, that she was going to have a child. She had a child, and then the child died, so she gets up to go ask for a Yeshua from him, and she didn't tell her husband what was going on. So her husband asks her, Maduata lechas elav yom, why are you going to Elisha today? Lo chodesh lo Shabbos, it's not chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Mechal de bechodesh Shabbos, yiboy le mezel. So it sounds like on chodesh and Shabbos, you are supposed to go. So you see from there, the chayavad mevakar lehakvil pnei Rabbi Bregel, you got to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov. That's the kasha that the chronim asks. What do you mean? You see from there, you're supposed to go on Yom Tov. He says, lo chodesh for the Shabbos. So if anything, you see that you should go on chodesh and Shabbos. So that's another view that writes that it's appropriate to go whenever there's a day of inspiration and time where you're not working as much and you have, it's always appropriate to go. But a chiyuv to go, you can't have a chiyuv to go more than you're going to go visit the Ribbono Shel Olam. You only go visit the Ribbono Shel Olam Shalosh Regalim. So chiyuv to go can only max out at how much you're going to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why it's Shalosh Regalim. The Yehuda uses that to explain why it is that there's no longer a chiyuv lakvil pnei Rabbi Beregel, because we no longer have Aliyah the Regal. If we no longer have Aliyah the Regal, it can't be that there's going to be a chiyuv to go more frequently than we have a chiyuv to go to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But appropriate? Yeah, it's always appropriate to go visit your Rebbeim when you're able to be receptive to more inspiration. Someone said to me, I walked to see Rav Shechter on Friday night. Someone said, you see him every day. Why do you have to walk 2.5 miles to see him in front? It's Shabbos. You're supposed to go. You're supposed to go visit. You're more receptive to things. So you're supposed to go see your Rebbe and be more inspired. It's worth it. A person has to be mitar himself on Yom Tov, or for Yom Tov. Shenemar, uvinivlasim lo sigau, that you don't touch an avela. Tanya nami hachi, uvinivlasim lo sigau, yachlu yusol musarna al magan avela. You might think that we're told about magan avela, then we're not tamadoma. That's why Pasuk says, emra al kohan b'nei Aaron, that it's a Pasuk to kohan b'nei Aaron musarin, that b'nei Aaron are not allowed to be metame to mesim, but b'nei yusolen musarin. We don't have a din that non-kohanim are not allowed to be tame to mesim. V'lo dvarm kal v'chomer, umatum achamura, if tumas meis kohanim or musarin yisrael meinim musarin, kohanim have an isser, but Yisraelim don't have such an isser. Tumakala, a lesser tuma, like tumas nevela, lo kolshkin, for sure the Yisraelim don't have an isser. El matam lom v'nevlasim lo sigo, peregel, must be that that's dafka din on yantif, that we're not allowed to touch a nevela because we have to be tahor for regel. Amar Rabbi Kuspidayi, Amar Rabbi Yochan, shlosha svarim niftachin b'Rosh Hashanah. There are three books that are open in Rosh Hashanah. Echad shal Rosham gemurim, echad shal tzadik gemurim, echad shal beinonim. So the Rosham, the tzadikim, and the beinonim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtav nechtam li'altar l'chayim. Tzadikim are right away written for life. Rosham gemurim nechtav nechtam li'altar l'misa. The Rosham gemurim on Rosh Hashanah, they're written l'misa. Beinonim tzlin v'amdim roshon v'ad yom ha-kippurim. Zachu nechtav l'chaim, lo zachu nechtav l'misa. And it all depends on their zechus, whether they're going to be nechtav l'chaim or l'misa. Amar Rabbi Yavin, my crow, where do you find a pasuk that there are three svarim? Yimach mi-sefer chaim tzadikim al yikasevu. Yimach mi-sefer zesefer shal sham gemurim. That refers to the sefer v'sham gemurim. Chaim zesefer shal tzadikim. V'im tzadikim zesefer shal beinonim. So that's how you see three books. From Nachum Yitzchak Mehecha, a different pasuk. V'im ayin mecheinina misifrcha asher kasavta. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, after the Chedah Egel, that if you're not going to be mochel klal Yisrael, erase me from the sefer that you wrote. So mecheinina is a sefer shal Hashem. Misifrcha is a sefer shal tzadikim. Asher kasavta is a sefer shal beinonim. The kasha is asked by some of the achronim, well, wait a second, if it's all determined already that the tzadikim are going to live and the Rashaim are going to die, so why does the person, the Rashbash was asked this question, if a person has to, do you have to run away from sakana? If there's a magefa bi'ir, should you just ignore all guidelines and do whatever you want? Because it's all determined anyway on Rosh Hashanah. So he explains ba'arichus why that's not the case. There are people that actually thought that was the case. They only learned the Gemara. They didn't learn all the Mefarshim. So they assume that that's the case. It's all determined anyway. It doesn't matter what I do. No, it does matter what we do. A person has an obligation to try to avoid sakana if they can. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.